maybe a similar experience as many of you. When I turned 16, of course, I got a car, or was helping to pay for a car, and so therefore, after getting the car, also led to, well, how am I going to pay for it? So it was time for a job. So my first real job was at Hite Miller's Family Steakhouse, which some of you might recognize the name. It was a pretty good-sized steakhouse. It was right off I-35 in Elmont, Texas. So great place. It was always full, always packed, and I was a busboy. So I cleaned all the tables, made sure everything was clean and all taken care of. The owner of the place, his name was K.K. Hite Miller, and he was a salesman, excellent salesman. He was one of the very few owners of any restaurant in town that would come every night, and he would walk around, and he would greet all the people, talk to them, and whatnot. And also, of course, to keep an eye on the people who were working there for him, making sure that we were doing all the bigger things that we were supposed to do. And it was probably one of my first experiences with the time clock as well. And so, kind of understanding that I got paid for the time that I worked. So sometimes, you know, you'd, hey, come in 15, 20 minutes early, click, click, you know. I can even remember sometimes getting in trouble for clicking in too early. So sitting in my car till 4 o'clock rolled around and then going in and clicking in. Then, of course, there was the other times where, you know, you might have finished early. And I remember me and the other guys standing around the time clock waiting till it turned to 10 o'clock, you know. Click, click, what? And then, but then in two, you could kind of use it for whatever you wanted. Sometimes we did finish 15 or 20 minutes early, and you could click out and you could leave. It was kind of an interesting relationship, right? There was a sense of I was there, and K.K. Hite Miller, as long as I did the particular duties that I was supposed to do, as long as I cleaned and mopped and took care of the tables and did all the particular things, he was happy. He was pleased, in some sense, with my service, with my work, and paid me for the work that I did. But there was per se no friendship there. I didn't necessarily know what his desire and dreams for his business or restaurant were. I had no idea what his daily life or routine was like. I didn't necessarily get to make any of the big decisions or per se any of the strategies that were there. I was, in some sense, I served, I worked, and I got paid for that particular work that was there. We hear in the gospel Jesus saying, I no longer call you slaves, no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. I know for me, sometimes being a servant, or maybe even at times being a slave, can be nice and easy in a sense that you at least know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know, the work. I knew when I showed up at the restaurant, I knew what my things were to do. I did them very well. I got paid for them, and I went home. Sometimes I feel as though even in our church, in our faith, sometimes very much we can also be that way as well. We can show up. We can do the things that we're supposed to do, fix this, fix that, help out with this ministry, help out with that ministry, you know, go to this class, teach this class, and then when we get done, we're done. We clock out, and we go back out to our regular daily life, go back to the list of the things that we need to do. But Jesus is desiring us for not just to be his servants, or not just to be slaves of the faith, but to be his friend. And Jesus reveals and shows everything to us. There's nothing hidden in friendship. Maybe in some sense with the relationship of a boss to an employee, again, the relationship is about doing the work that you're supposed to do. In the relationship between a friendship, there's a care of the person, right? There's the intention of the person, and a care of the person even above and beyond maybe the work or the ministry that they're supposed to do or they're supposed to be in charge of. There is a friendship that is formed in a care of that person. And Jesus says, I no longer just want you to go out and do things for me that I tell you to do, but I want you also to be invested. I want this to come on your choice, on your decision, that you choose to love me, that you choose to lay your life down as I have laid my life down for you, that you choose to grow in a relationship with me and not something that I force upon you. I can remember when I was discerning to be a priest, for the longest time, I was waiting for God to tell me what to do. Tell me, Lord, if you want me to be a priest. Tell me, Lord, what order you want me to join. Tell me, Lord, what you wanted me to do. And I waited for a long time for the Lord to tell me what he wanted. Checked my email every day, check my telephone messages, check the mailbox. I never got anything. Because God doesn't per se tell us. He wants us, as a friend, to receive His love and His guidance and the promptings that He places on our heart, and for us to choose. And I remember very distinctly the day that I chose, Lord, I feel as though You have drawn this to me, and now I make that choice to follow You as a priest. And I received consolation and encouragement after that. But it was something that I couldn't just do because God told me to do it. I couldn't be a priest just because the Lord said, go, be a priest. I had to be something that also came out of myself. I recognized the Lord was leading me as a friend and guiding me, and I desired to follow Him and to serve Him in that particular way. As a friend, not as a servant or as a slave. So for us, maybe for you, reflecting this week, how do you see yourself in your relationship with God? Do you see your faith as something that you check in and check out of, clock in and clock out? Do you see your faith? Of course, our faith is all about service. Service is a huge word in our church. But sometimes I think we go too quickly to service without actually having a relationship with God or a friendship with God. That we quickly do a lot of busy things, just checking things off and clicking in and clicking out, but don't actually get to know the shepherd, don't actually get to know our Heavenly Father, not getting to know Jesus who gave His life for us. So be able to reflect. I would encourage you. How is your relationship? Do you know that the Lord wants to be your friend? Is He inviting you maybe to move up from just working for Him to work with Him? Jesus, we know everything that the Father says to us. Nothing is hidden. We know that the Lord came to save us. We know that the Lord has come to destroy sin and death. We know that the Lord is preparing a place for us in heaven. Are we excited and ready for that? We know that Jesus comes to love us and desires for us to love others as He has loved us, as He has laid His life down for us, encouraging us to do the same. Jesus, again, has hid nothing from us. There's no hidden punches. There's nothing that's out there that we have to try to figure out. We have to discern it and come to know it and choose it. We can choose. Jesus gives us the opportunity. That's what makes it a friendship. It's something that we freely choose to enter into with the Lord, not something that He makes or forces upon us. So do you hear the Lord calling you to be His friend? I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. I found, again, beautiful readings of Scripture and abiding with the Lord and receiving from the Lord. And a lot in my prayer lately has been desiring just to abide and to receive and to be at rest. But a few weeks ago, I also felt a desire, Lord, I've been feeling as though I'm receiving a lot of things from You. What am I part, am I doing, you know? And so the way that we are able to love the Lord back is, again, by reflecting on His love for us. When we recognize what He has done for us, His death on the cross, His forgiveness of our sins, His care and concern for us, when we recognize that, when we reflect on that, we are loving God back. And maybe for one of the first times in my own life a few weeks ago, I actually said to God, I love You. I don't know, that seems to be very, maybe, I don't know, simple or trivia, but I never said to God that I love You. I've always received His love, always known that He loves me. I know He knows that I love Him. But I can't say that there was ever a time in my life that I actually said, Lord, I love You. I love You as Your son. I love You as Your priest. I love You as Your friend. So I would encourage you, how is the Lord desiring to have a more intimate relationship with you as friend? And do you feel comfortable enough? Do you feel at peace? If there's any fear and anxiety around this particular area, it's not of God. Remove it. Ask the Lord to remove that anxiousness or fear. The Lord doesn't want to be your friend to take advantage of you. He doesn't want to be your friend so you can work harder for Him. He wants to be your friend because He wants to share His love with you, and He wants you to receive His love as a friend, as a companion on the journey to heaven.